Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Quality Hub, chatting with ISO experts. I'm your host, Xavier Francis, and I'm here with Scott Dawson, president of Core Business Solutions. So glad you could be here with us again, Scott.
Well, it's my pleasure, X, for sure.
Really, so glad you're here. Today's episode is Risky Business Part 2, where we'll be continuing our conversation with Scott from last week's podcast. Scott will show us how to prioritize and address risks, and also discuss the frequency of reviewing risks. So, Scott, last week we talked about what risks are from a business point of view, why we need to manage them, and also about internal and external risks. Today, let's start with how do you go about prioritizing these risks?
Boy, you could just get yourself twisted up in a knot thinking about all the things that could go wrong.
Yeah, sleeping at night
doesn't happen
because there's just so many things to think about.
So you want to boil it down to, I guess, analyze which of those risks we should pay attention to, which of those we should spend time on, which of those we should spend money on, perhaps, because you can't mitigate everything.
Right.
I mean, you're in business. You get out of bed in the morning. You're taking risk.
Yeah.
Right? And so life is just full of risk. So you've got to prioritize. And in a business context, there are some tools that can be used. So one of the tools you can use to kind of prioritize risk is called a risk matrix.
Okay. So and that's not like the one with all the numbers and zeros and that coming down.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. And I suppose you could use it for risk, you know, analogy. Mm-hmm. But how do you dream up all those kind of problems that guy had that day?
Yeah, how about it?
But a risk matrix would be a document or a spreadsheet that you'd list out internal factors you're concerned about or external problems that could occur.
Mm-hmm.
So a brainstorming kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then you rate each of those issues in two regards. One is the impact or the potential impact on your business. The second is called likelihood or the chances it could occur.
Right.
So to illustrate, so let's say there's a potential problem that could devastate the company, could literally put you out of business.
Okay.
So you'd rate that with a really high impact.
Yes.
But the chances of it occurring are so remote that you would perhaps have a really low likelihood. So the combination that, yes, it could be devastating, but the chances are so slim that we're just going to kind of keep our eyes on it and not really do anything.
Yeah, like if your building got destroyed.
Yeah,
but exactly you're not right in Tornado Alley and you're not where there's a lot of hurricanes. So
yeah
that would kill you, but
yeah,
it's not likely to happen.
But in the same regard, something could have a high impact and its likelihood is really high. You definitely want to do something about
it. Yeah.
Right? Now, flip that around. If the impact would be, I don't know, a bump in the road or might take an extra couple of hours to get something resolved and it's kind of can be dealt with in the normal course of business.
Mm-hmm.
So the impact really low, it might have a fairly high likelihood. You know, in fact, maybe it recurs regularly.
Mm-hmm.
So how much money would you want to spend on it? I guess it kind of depends on what else is competing for your money.
Right. Sort of like, let's say you have a machine and the machine needs to be maintained every 5 hours.
Yeah.
But another one of those machines is, you know, a whole month's worth of income, gross income. You deal with it needing maintenance for 10 minutes every 5 hours.
Yeah. So really high likelihood, really high impact are going to be urgent. You're definitely going to want to focus on those things. Certainly when you talk about safety in a manufacturing environment, mm-hmm. you're going to find things in your operation that could create severe injury or worse. And the chances of something happening are pretty high. So you're going to want to be very, very careful. Let's say you have a new chemical that you need to use in your manufacturing process.
Okay.
Highly toxic chemical. Who are you going to let have access to it? What kind of training do you want to provide for somebody to handle it properly?
Right, right.
Where are you going to keep it when it's not in use? What would you do if it were to spill?
Yep.
And how would you deal with that?
And who's in charge of dealing with it?
Yeah, yeah.
All of those things.
Yeah. There's an example where you'd definitely want to take action. And then if either impact or likelihood were fairly low or both were fairly low, you'd probably put it on the back burner.
Yeah, you wouldn't be as much of a priority.
Right.
Well, again, this is a great way to look at how do you prioritize them. How often do you review these? You know, there's a multitude of risks.
Yep.
Are they different based on what that risk might be?
I think it depends on the business and the scope of risk you're dealing with.
Okay.
So if you're talking about severe business risk, you're probably dealing with it at a senior management level.
Okay.
You're probably reviewing that monthly or quarterly in regular business meetings.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a more formal process in your management review if you're ISO 9001 certified company, for example.
So you have to, based on that.
Well, you do have to deal with risk. You have to show how you're doing it. But the frequency really is up to you. If it's more of a department level type thing, it might be done more frequently with different people at a different, I guess, different level in that regard. Fortunately, ISO doesn't dictate how to do it or how often to do it, but you definitely want to have a routine to deal with a risk. Not that you always wait for that meeting to deal with it.
Right. Well, so, like you said, some things are more frequent. If it's on the shop floor, that's a common thing.
Yeah.
You learn how to mitigate from a supervisor position versus upper management.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. And so what all of this does is it creates a mindset within the business of being proactive. It helps you to make decisions that are more long-term or forward-looking. ISO calls that risk-based thinking.
Yes.
It means thinking about risks and problems before they happen and incorporating that into your practices, incorporating that really into your culture.
Right, right. So it's not a reactionary thing.
For sure.
All right. So any ideas of what an action plan might be that you might implement to address these risks?
Well, if you don't take any action, then you're not doing anything. Right?
Right. Yeah. So you've chose not to do anything.
Chose not to do anything. And sometimes that's the right thing to do.
Yes.
Keep your eyes open, review it again, maybe have a report out from someone at a later date. But you may say it's not that urgent that we deal with it, so we're going to leave it on the back burner.
Right.
But in other cases, actions need to be developed and assigned. Could be that they're fairly urgent to get done. Sometimes they require a budget. Sometimes you're putting contingency plans in place. So what would we do if this were to occur? You know, think about back to that hazardous chemical in your shop.
Mm-hmm.
What would we do if a spill were to occur in the work area?
Right.
How would we deal with it?
And there's going to be training based on that, whether it's, you know, who needs to get out of the place, who comes in and handles it. Is there anything that needs to be shut down? There's so many different things.
Yeah,
so you're planning that.
Yeah, you're planning that out and then documenting what your actions are, assigning individuals to take care of them, having due dates on just normal, you know, action item management in that regard. But if you've determined these are important to your business, if the risks are important, the action should be important as well.
Okay. And do you find with monitoring some of these risks, let's say there's one that's frequent and it could potentially become an issue that could be more serious. Do you find that maybe you might review that more often than some things?
Yeah. Some things you might just look at once a year, like, you know, broad economic changes and things like that. You don't need to look at it every day because you can't do anything about it every day.
Right.
But you don't want to ignore it altogether either.
Right. And that also might be based on fundage.
Exactly,
of what you can allocate towards that risk at this particular point.
Yeah, for sure. And budget is always a factor. Resources are always a factor. And that sometimes comes to bear on what is realistic in terms of what you can do about things.
Mm-hmm.
So you may need a short-term plan that maybe isn't so resource intense just to make sure the worst doesn't happen. And with the idea that we're going to revisit, perhaps take more action if necessary down the road.
Get some resources to allocate towards that risk.
Right.
We've covered some great ground on risks today, from understanding them and how a business can manage and prioritize them. As we wrap up, can you share some advice on how companies might just get started in managing these risks?
Well, I'd say anyone in business is dealing with risk anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You're used to it. It's like you're used to the temperature of the water.
Right.
It doesn't shock you getting in. Oh, this is so cold. Well, no,
it's just what it is. Yeah.
It's just what it is, right? But I think raising awareness that we can be proactive is a key aspect of this. So talking openly about things that you might want to deal with, it helps to develop this, what I call risk-aware culture, proactive culture. that it's kind of expected that everyone is looking out for problems that could occur and helping to at least to identify those type of problems that, that might happen as
well.
And
that comes from top down, just like anything else.
Absolutely right. And it's at all levels of the organization. And then secondly, identifying those and giving opportunity for people to bring those ideas out. So it's one thing for someone to see something, but they don't say something.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of want both the seeing and the saying,
right,
so that you can at least have the discussion of whether it's important enough to deal with right away.
So getting that engagement from employees instead of them just walking by,
yep,
it's going to really suck for this company when that falls over.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, getting people together to discuss, having brainstorming sessions, perhaps doing an audit or an assessment or mm-hmm. a walkthrough of a process or a work area to look for hazards, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, creating it, making it part of the routine of the business that you're looking for potential risks. And then assessing the risk to see what the severity and likelihood are, as we talked about earlier.
Right.
And that risk matrix can really be helpful. And then it's prioritize, manage, assign actions. And then we're down, you know, to the hard work of getting things done. And once you get through all of that, assess the risk again. Did
right.
we reduce the potential impact from catastrophic to major?
Right.
Or from the likelihood changing from it's absolutely going to happen to, well, we have a good chance that it's not going to happen.
Right.
Or it would be rare for it to occur, unusual circumstance for it to occur, because we prepared or changed our way of doing things, we now avoid the chances of it occurring.
Maybe regular maintenance is going to keep from that from happening.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Well, this is just fantastic advice, Scott. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate you being here today and sharing this. I know it is kind of one of your passions.
Well, it's absolutely my pleasure, X. I think by just slowing down for a few minutes as we did today
mm-hmm.
and thinking it through, I think everyone should relate to the need to manage risk more effectively. Now maybe we're a little bit more aware of how we might be able to manage it more effectively as well.
Absolutely, and how important it is to your business.
Right.
Thank you so much. And thank you all for listening today. We appreciate you tuning in. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform. That way, you won't miss any of our upcoming episodes of The Quality Hub. Have a great day, everyone.